all the winds rushed forth together and rolled up great waves until, worn out by the storm, the ships made for the nearest shore, Africa. Here they found a harbor. Now only 7 ships remained of the 20 with which Aeneas had set sail, and the men were weary and disheartened. In Africa, Aeneas and his companions came to a city called Carthage. It was ruled over by Queen Dido, who received them with friendliness and hospitality. Aeneas would gladly have spent the rest of his days here, but it was not the will of the gods. So they left the friendly land and sailed away. After many dangers and disappointments, they at length came to a spot where from a large grove a pleasant river tinted by yellow sand burst forth into the sea. This was the Tiber, on whose banks was to be founded in the distant future the city of Rome. Here the wanderings of the Trojans came to an end, and here they built their homes. In time Aeneas became king of the country. For 300 years kindred of Hector ruled in the land, and one of the descendants of Aeneas, Romulus, became the founder of Rome. When Hera saw that the descendants of Aeneas were settled in Italy, in spite of all her planning, she begged one favor of Zeus. Though these people are descendants of the Trojans, let them be known as Romans. Troy has perished, let the name also perish. Hera's favor was granted, and in after years the descendants of the Trojans became a great and powerful people known as Romans.